Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We bring her in each and every week. She is a super friend of the show, chock full of knowledge when it comes to your Cleveland Browns. She is Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. Hello, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm great, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Mary Kay.
I am good. Mary Kay, there is no way they're bringing four quarterbacks in to start the season. I was reading your story again.
He's a non-believer, Mary Kay.
We talked about this yesterday.
Non-believer.
I cannot believe that they would put four quarterbacks on a 53-man roster. Please say it isn't so.
He's a non-believer.
Oh, I absolutely think that they will do it. I think you can almost count on it at the very beginning of the season while they work through their roster decisions. And then I think from there, it's just a matter of time. If they decide to hang on to all four through the trade deadline on November 4th, which would give them 8 games to figure out where this whole thing is going, or if they just want to continue on and keep all four of them through the end of the season. They can certainly do it from a cost standpoint because the cap charge for all four of those quarterbacks adds up to only $7.6 million or something like that. So you can definitely do it from a financial standpoint. And then, really, there are a lot of back-end roster guys that don't end up playing anyways. So I think you can make it work.
All right. I'm looking forward to seeing Shedeur Sanders make a tackle on special teams. That's all I can say.
Wow.
I can't see.
Every day I deal with this, Mary Kay. Every day.
If I'm Bubba Ventrone, I'm going crazy. Because you're probably taking away special teams guy.
I've lost a defensive back who's not going to play.
I'm just saying it takes 53 to win. That's all. But Mary Kay, you make an excellent argument on why they would keep four quarterbacks. So I'm not belittling that. I'm belittling Jeff because I have to owe these guys dinner if all four quarterbacks are on the roster, active roster.
You in, Mary Kay?
Week one. So
you in?
Well, here's the thing. What you have to do in that situation is you have to have guys that have a lot of versatility and can do a number of different things for you. So if you're keeping an extra running back, you have to make sure that he can return kicks or something like that. Or the same thing with the wide receiver. You won't be able to really necessarily have somebody that can just do one thing for you. So, it would probably hurt maybe a returner or something like that. But this is the most important position on the football team. They have big decisions to make at quarterback over the next couple of years. And we know they have those two first-round picks next year. So they probably would have kept three on the roster anyways. And then when Shedeur came along and sort of threw a monkey wrench into the whole plan by being available in the fifth round, I think it just opened itself up to being a four-quarterback season.
Mary Kay, NFL rule with a veteran going to the practice squad, they can basically stash Flacco every week, can they not? Is that the way that works? And then they can activate him?
You know, I don't know if you would. Yes, they technically probably could do that. Yes, they probably could do that.
Something to think about there, Andy.
But that would be something to think about.
And that would also mean that, but he'd still have to be available to everybody else in the league, right?
I don't think that's true.
Well, he would have to be amenable. He would have to agree to sign with another team. And if he knows that this is just a roster move, then he would know, just a stashing type of move.
And just staying put.
He would stay put. So there are ways to get around this. And once again, like I said, it is the most important position on the team. And you might not know this year if Shedeur and Dylan are going to be something down the road. So those guys aren't going anywhere. They're keeping Dylan and Shedeur. I wrote that in the column that I wrote today. Those guys are going to make the football team. So you can pretty much take that to the bank. And then it's just a matter of trying to figure out what you would want to do with Joe and Kenny, and I think both of them will play this year.
Does Pickett have to look better than he's looked, Mary Kay, to give him like a real candidacy here? Because all the rumblings out of mandatory minicamp and the OTAs has been like, yep, there's this, and Pickett's been okay. Do you think he's been better than okay, and does he need to be better than okay to actually have a chance?
Well, yes, he needs to be better than okay, and he really hasn't looked all that great yet because this is not the setting in which he is set up to excel. This is not his game. He runs more the keeper game and the movement game, and that's not what they're doing a lot of right now. They're doing mostly sort of drop back, not a whole lot of movement, and that's not where he has a chance to use his athleticism and mobility. So he isn't going to look as good in the practices that they've had so far as he probably will be as they move forward.
Mary Kay, give me your biggest takeaway outside of the quarterbacks from minicamp.
That's a good question. My biggest takeaway probably would be just wondering about the receiving corps, which I do that a lot. I know, and
we do Jeff too.
I do that.
Yes.
Just my biggest takeaway is just wondering if they aren't perhaps leaving themselves a bit thin on the receiving corps. And not knowing what is going to happen with Deontay Johnson and if he's going to be able to stick around and make this work and if Sed is going to be healthy and those kinds of things. That's the one thing I look out there and I still have questions about.
What did he look like, Deontay Johnson, at mandatory minicamp, Mary Kay? And when he spoke with the media, he sounded like he understood exactly the situation that he's in. And to me, that situation is you better be good. And you better, and I mean on the football field, and you just, and then you've got to stay on the football field because if not, you might be knocking on the UFL door next year.
Right. Well, I think his talent is evident right away. He's a great route runner. He rivals Jerry Jeudy. He's right up there with Jerry Jeudy in the elite route running realm. So he looks good right away. And, he's got good hands, and I know he's had some drop issues earlier on in his career and whatnot, but he's a good receiver. He's a Pro Bowl receiver. That's not the issue. He can play football. The issue is he's just got to be a good teammate. He's got to be coachable. He's got to have a great attitude. If he can do those kinds of things, then they will keep him around and he'll do well.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Mary Kay, give me another wide receiver. Just give me the fifth wide receiver. If let's say Deontay Johnson stays, and I'm gonna, maybe you should give me the fourth too, because Jamari Thrash sounds like. I mean, I want to say Jamari Thrash is there that he's in, but I'm just not 100% sure. So you tell me, is Jamari Thrash in? It sounds like he had a good mini camp, and then where do you look at the two back end wide receivers if you're keeping six?
Well, I do think that Jamari Thrash is in, and I think that Jamari had a really nice spring, and he was the beneficiary of Sed Tillman being a little injured and Mike Woods being a little injured. So I think Mike and Sed will be around. I think Deontay will be there, obviously Jerry and Jamari, and I think that that's probably it.
Amari Cooper is still a free agent. Why do you think that is, Mary Kay? Is he waiting for the right opportunity, or is he not getting an opportunity?
I don't really know. I haven't really checked into what's going on there, but I don't foresee him showing back up here. I think that ship has sailed, and I just don't see that happening.
Okay. How about the running back situation, and how do you think that plays out? I feel like Junkins is going to be the guy, but where does Jerome Ford fit into this thing? And then Dylan Sampson, obviously, it sounds like he was pretty good. Decent.
Yeah, he looks good. Dylan has looked really nice. So has Quinshon. And Quinshon is going to be the number one workhorse back. There's no question about that. You don't have to wonder about that. That's going to happen. And then Dylan, he's going to be the good change-up back and the third down receiving back out of the backfield and all those kinds of things. But I like the fact that Jerome Ford has basically in this mini camp and in these OTAs said, hey, don't forget about me. They've given him some nice reps. He's done a great job with them. He's got a lot of experience. I think this is bringing out the competitive side in him, and I think you'll see some good things from Jerome Ford.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. All of her coverage of the Browns available there, and it's been outstanding. Great job during minicamp. As soon as Joel Bitonio opened his mouth at the golf outing the other day, the word tough started coming out of his mouth, and we've been hearing that repeatedly from other members of the team, coaching staff. Why do you think, Mary Kay, what was it, a revelation? Hey, we weren't tough enough last year. We weren't physical enough. We didn't practice hard enough. What brought all that about?
Well, it's just one of the things that they looked at, and I think they felt that they just weren't battle tested enough, and they needed to be mentally tougher, physically tougher. They overhauled their health and performance staff, and that's going along with this new toughness mantra that they have this year. So that's kind of the buzzword, and it will carry on throughout the season. I think Bubba tried to bring it up last year. He did bring it up last year. And same thing with Mike Vrabel. He really worked hard to instill a toughness in these guys last year that they absolutely 100% needed. And we've seen it before from a Bill Callahan, and I think Mike Bloomgren, the new offensive line coach, will bring it as well. So it's something that was necessary, and I think it will translate to the field.
DeJuan Jones, I thought he's another name that turned heads at minicamp because he looks like he's in great shape. Can you feel comfortable about DeJuan Jones and health-wise and just being able to be the guy I think that everyone wants him to be?
I think so. He's really looks the part. He's moving very, very well for his size. That was the first thing that stood out to me. When he has to move and pull and all those kinds of things, he's moving really well. He's in really, really good shape. And I think that as long as he can stay healthy, then I think he should be able to do a nice job at left tackle. But it's a projection. It's a bit of a projection. You never really know exactly how it's going to go. And he's been in and out of the lineup enough that he hasn't had that continuity of putting together a good, solid 17-game season, so that you can see what he's going to be all about. But the signs are there for him to be good.
Mary Kay, as always, you know we love talking to you. Thanks for the update. And I'm going to have to sit here and stand on my own island when I think that they're not keeping four quarterbacks. But you did make an excellent argument to keep them and how they can do that. And why not make it five when Deshaun Watson's ready to go? So you can have five guys on the roster. It'll be great.
Be awesome.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Thanks. Mary Kay Cabot, Plain Dealer, and Cleveland.com. Make sure you're reading her every day. And, of course, she was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.